listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, just a quick reminder that if you're going to be making any purchases on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, please go to www.9to5.cc first and click the links in the sidebar or at the bottom of the page to support the site. It makes no difference to you, but it really helps us out a lot. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
I think
noticing things, and like, he just like stands there at the grill, at the griddle, like, just, and he's just like yelling at no one, just like yelling shit, like, screw, I am the dealer. Overnight. Yes, I am the best. I am the dealer. And doing this thing.
What is this? What are you talking about there, Walter?
Are we doing it? We're going?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure, dude.
And I thought you were still doing the Windows updates. You double-tricked me this time.
Double-trick.
I got so many more Windows updates. We're talking about Cosmos.
This is Go Plug Yourself.
Go Plug Yourself.
We should get him on, or one of
oh,
them.
Oh, God.
Cosmos. Where are they going to plug Cosmos?
Fuck yeah. Who cares?
Like, what's remember. That, a record player? No, it's a computer, Nick.
This is Go Plug Yourself, episode
58.
26. Nice try, bud.
Thanks.
Close enough.
And
I've been measured by the half hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Boom. It's pretty smart.
Good. Still that not. Doesn't
still
work.
Still not accurate. Okay. Yeah. That'd be 52.
Hey, it was almost cool.
There's extra minutes, right? There's some of them are longer
don't,
than
don't,
an hour.
Don't try to justify my stupidity.
It's true. Also, there's all the fucking, there's the Just for Laughs ones that don't.
This is
don't
called, this
count.
Is episode 26, Circle Jerk episode. This is the podcast. This is the podcast Circle Jerk. We have on today Alex Rose, a.k.a. Axl Rose,
Axl
for all
Rose.
The dyslexics out there.
True. Namely Walter.
Including me.
But Alex doesn't make it easy on us because his fucking profile picture on
yeah.
Facebook is him.
I did dress up. I did dress up as Axl Rose for Halloween this year because it was inevitable. Like, I knew that I'd do it at some point.
Have you only done it?
Yeah, it's the one time I did that.
Right.
And then I was going to do, because ago I did Mickey Rourke. Okay. So I was going to do Axl Rose.
What Mickey
like
Rourke?
Like now.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
So like wrestler Mickey Rourke?
Yeah. Like okay. Long brownish,
like
brownish blonde hair and a
cowboy hat
you
with
you
your shirt unbuttoned down.
Vest with no shirt on.
Yeah.
Cowboy
nice.
Boots.
Nice.
Lots of holes in your jeans. A cowboy hat and a sort of like a Zappa type of thing.
Yeah.
But very shitty because it doesn't really grow on
He's
your
got
face.
A patchy, crappy mustache.
Yeah, patchy. Like yeah, it's where it grows where it can. There's no grooming to that.
So, if our listeners aren't familiar with Alex, what do you do? I mean, well, who cares about your real life?
Why
what
I'm here is
fun?
I have a podcast called Why Does It Exist?
We were on that podcast.
You guys were on there last week. And
I was on that initially in body and spirit, and then at the end just body.
Yeah. My girlfriend was talking. Her best was where, in the middle of an argument, Walter just fucking walks out of the room.
It really is. I was listening to it, and I'm like really into this argument, and then I just like, and then I just stop. I'm like, more than I got to make a point.
Walter was like, oh my God, that's really rude.
But I say Walter looks like a Southern gentleman, but he doesn't argue like one.
Yeah, I got to say though, I didn't make this clear. I don't think at the point, I don't think I should have. I probably really had to pee.
Right.
Like,
obviously.
I probably like really, really had to pee. So, we didn't tell you the button thing. Don't be touching buttons. And
for
the button
rules,
right?
Okay. Don't touch. I'm gonna check it out. So for the purposes of for people to know why Walter was walking out the podcast that I'm on, we watch movies. So that's why Walter had to pee. It's not just like he can't sit still for an hour. We had been in there for a while.
We had watched the full movie.
We had been in there for a while. It was coming up on like 2.5 hours.
I was 15 beers in.
Your formula of the, like, Alex says that when you get really sick of a movie and you're not sure how much is left, there's 45 minutes left.
There's always 45 minutes.
He says
minutes
this to us at the beginning of the movie. You said this.
Yeah,
like,
I explained it at
you're
the
like,
beginning.
Guys, I'm just going to tell you, we're going to watch this. We're going to start getting sick of it. One of you is going to ask how much is left of this movie. I'm telling you now, it's going to be 45 minutes. Like, how could you possibly say that?
It's
like,
always 45. Like, and it was, right? We
sure enough.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck this movie. How much is left of this movie? Alex pops on the display. You got 45 minutes.
But right. You know, the part that's disturbing about this is that they could be 2 hours or they could be 80 minutes, and it's always 45 minutes.
This is broken. Here we found an
a
exception.
Loophole?
A
really?
Loophole. which is Bollywood movies, because they are way too long.
They're really
long.
You
hear what he just said, though?
Yeah. But Bollywood is
but I feel...
Bollywood, at there will be an hour and 45 minutes
yeah.
left.
Because like, yesterday I was really hungover, and I was just going through Netflix.
Yeah.
And I saw that there was all these Bollywood movies.
Yeah.
And they're all 160 minutes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
just like, how does that format, like, how did that come up? Like, Indian audiences can't. They can't get into it unless it's at least 2.5 hours long.
Have you watched any Bollywood
movies? I saw, I forgot what it's called, Batan or it's like a cricket movie.
Okay.
From like 10 years ago. That was 4 hours long.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So we discovered.
Half the length of the average.
We started watching, Massacre.
What was it called again?
Well, we watched Singham.
I didn't see. Didn't you show me some of Singham?
I might have showed you some
or
clips
saw
of Singham.
Some of the clips from Singham.
Singham was amazing. Singham is by far the most watchable Bollywood movie I've ever seen.
Right.
And I've seen a couple. I saw the Fast and the Furious ripoff. I saw. Right. Anyway, so we were watching one on Saturday called like Muta Movie or something like that.
Okay.
And it was like supposed like, and we realized that the problem is that they try to do all genres simultaneously.
Yeah.
That's why it gets so long, is that it's a musical, romance, comedy, action, adventure.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just sort of like, so, and then if you take the songs out.
/ erotic supernatural.
Sometimes, yeah. They take the songs out and you're cutting out about 45 minutes of movie time.
Yeah.
But then they also try to like have all these weird comedy scenes.
But could you imagine if that was like what our industry was like? Like if the American movies were all 2.5 hours long and they had seven songs, like, well, The Hobbit's already pretty fucking long. Maybe that's a bad example.
Could you
imagine if all the movies that came out were under that formula? Like how fucking insane that would be?
Bollywood is an accurate reflection of, you know, day-to-day life in India.
Yeah, it is. They dance a lot.
A lot.
They do dance a lot.
Right?
The thing is, a friend of mine actually just went to India for a wedding, and like at the wedding, like the entire family was expected to have a choreographed dance. Like,
really?
Really?
Yeah. Like that one video where they danced, that viral video at the wedding?
Maybe.
I don't know. I forgot what it's called. But
he was like, it was basically a Bollywood-style dance that the entire family participated in.
Wow.
Like, and it was just like there.
Was it 2.5 hours long?
The wedding was like 3 days long, right? Like, Indian weddings are so long, and there's so much stuff. There's like parades and whatever, and then like you need to like the groom needs to run away to like the witch doctor on the outside of the town, who's like still a guy who needs to like take care and give a blessing, which you need to bribe him to get it done quicker. But the thing is, if he pays too much, it means he was in a rush and he's not frugal and shit. Like, there's all these weird things, but it's all like, it's lip service,
right?
But the guy's still making money at the end. It's so fucking crazy. Like, I don't know if John gave the whole story on one of the 90s, but he gave like the entire story of how this fucking goes down, and it's bonkers. There's like parades, multiple meals, like all the girls.
But for everyone in India?
For anyone who's like, you basically, they were at a wealthy person's wedding.
Right.
But everybody is aspiring to have that wedding.
Right.
So even in a normal person, you're still going to have these fucking rituals, like just like smaller versions of them. You're going to do as much as you can afford of this giant fucking 3-day fiasco.
One of my dad's friends is a special effects technician, like here in Montreal, on movies. And he was gone for like 9 months to work on a wedding in Dubai.
Yeah.
Because they had like a fountain and like a production number and elephants and shit, and they needed all that stuff. Like it was a 9-month job just to set up the wedding. It was something like a $3 million budget for this wedding or something ridiculous. Like he was gone in Dubai for most of the year just to work on this wedding.
Did anyone see The Hobbit?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
How are they making fucking 3 movies about that shit? It's
because people will go.
Yeah.
Because people will go. Because. Yeah, I know, but then I was like, okay, they're making 3 movies. They'll be like, no, they're all 3 hours long. And I'm like, The Hobbit is 200 pages long. Like,
yeah.
Like, in 9 hours of movie that you intend to be making, I think I could read The Hobbit twice.
It's like, hey, you remember how everybody's favorite part of all of the first Lord of the Rings films was when they walked around a bunch?
Yeah.
We should do that again.
Hobbit.
But it's also, like, if you actually break it down, the first third of The Hobbit, they don't even leave.
Yeah.
The Hobbit, like, I read it when I was a kid, I don't remember, but it's just fucking dwarf upon dwarf showing up and being like, oh, hey, let's go on an adventure.
I have vague, very vague memories. Most of my memories are vague, to be fair, but these are even vaguer of, these are, like, vague because they're from my childhood, early childhood. I saw that.
Where you were sniffing glue as a child.
I was sniffing glue.
And reading The Hobbit.
My mom took the glue away and gave me the copy of the, you know, the animated Hobbit? It was that animated Hobbit film.
Yeah, the weird cell
in the late 70s. And it was like animated like a, over shit. It was weird. But I have like I sort of remember watching that.
Didn't read the book though.
My dad always claims that he read it to me as like as a as an infant, basically.
Okay.
Which I think is a questionable choice of literature
for
young. But I mean, he says he always says he read it to me as when I was real little, but I don't really remember that.
Okay. Either way, there is not three movies worth of material in that book.
No, and I think that you could probably get sick of it before the 45-minute mark.
The Hobbit, Volume 2, The Long Walk.
Fuck. That's what it's got to be. Is it out? No, it's out already.
Yeah. I heard some people talking about it at breakfast when I was kind of eavesdropping them.
Here's my question, because you guys clearly know more about this than I do. Is Gollum in this?
Yeah, very much so.
As Gollum.
Really?
Wasn't there talks of him not being in it as Gollum?
Well, there's a flashback to him pre-Gollum.
Yeah,
in The Hobbit.
In the Lord of the Rings, the first ones. He kind of looks like Ozzy Osbourne.
Huh. Either way, but yeah, no, he's definitely in it. He's definitely in it. Him and Bilbo being Frodo's uncle, I guess, have like this whole fucking aside where like the two of them are like stuck in this thing and they kind of need to like work shit out and like work together.
We're talking about The Hobbit now.
Hobbit. Yeah.
I so don't give a shit about this.
Yeah, I'm not going to see it at all.
Like
I was excited when I thought it was going to be a movie.
The lady friend wants to see it and that's probably why I'll end up seeing it.
Those books are really important to her though.
They're okay. but
no, they are. Your lady friend's a huge Lord of the Rings fan.
I know
she
is, and I will respect her appreciation for it. But I lost my train of thought.
Yeah,
Okay. Who plays young Bilbo Baggins in this?
The guy from The Office, from the British Office, Martin Freeman, from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Steve Carell.
Yes.
John Krasinski.
Yes. Also, it's like I'm not there.
I think you said Walter Freeman. Walter Freeman?
Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman.
Kinky Freeman?
Also.
Yes.
Like I said, it's like an I'm Not There thing, and there's seven perspectives like of The Hobbit.
I'm Not There, Bilbo. This is the true story of Bilbo Baggins.
One of them is a libertarian writer from Texas.
Kate Blanchett plays Bilbo at one point, and also the Elf Queen.
And then it's a black kid. So, your podcast, Alex.
Yes.
It's pretty much this.
It's kind of like this, yeah, except there's a movie that we watch, and it's usually not The Hobbit.
Half of the time we do this podcast is a movie playing in my head. So, yeah. I mean, that's
9 times out of 10, it's a porn.
Yeah,
porno. So you are at, what, episode 40?
46, I think, 46. Was the one that came out. Yeah. We kind of slowed down. So I used to have a co-host, much like you guys. There's two of us. And then he disappeared. He's almost basically like a railroad hobo.
You want to
like
call him out?
A notch above.
You want to
call
him out?
He doesn't have a phone.
You got to call him out?
I can't call him out.
Just call him out.
He doesn't have a computer or a phone. I can't call anything.
What if he like, I found a computer. I'm going to see what's been going on. And
what if
see
we
if my good friend Alex is up to.
It's possible. But
mail
I mean,
him a cassette.
I kind of shot myself at the foot by getting a railroad hobo to railroad hobo.
I feel
hobo
that that's not the best.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, oh, I want, like, someone with, like, a hobo mystique. So I went with, like, Walter. Like, Walter doesn't really understand technology. He just got his first smartphone, like, a couple months ago.
I still don't have a smartphone. I have a...
Did you notice how I had a beer on top of it earlier? I didn't want to hurt the table.
Mine is totally regular.
Oh, I had one of those. I had that guy. Wow, we are the same person. You like, wait, do it. Yeah!
That's the phone that Walter rocked for such a long time. But didn't
Keith,
make
and Keith like hated
continually
me
continually berated him.
Keith hated me.
Well, your
me.
Phone, his phone stopped being able to send. No, I stopped being
I
able to send him text messages.
That was your issue, not fucking mine.
That's bullshit. How come suddenly when you switch phones, it worked no problem?
Why were you the only person that couldn't get fucking text
messages? I don't know, but
yeah.
I could send text messages to absolutely everybody else on the fucking planet.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a technical issue to me.
It sounds like a Keith
like
issue.
I
agree.
Like a Walter issue,
yeah.
I would say. From where I'm standing, sitting over here, it looks like a Walter issue to me.
Probably. But well, Walter has no idea how, like, one of my favorite Walter quote of all time is like, don't worry about the microphone. Just we'll figure it out in post. Like, as though Walter does any of the sound editing or, like, levels or anything.
And I bust that quote out every second episode. No, don't worry about it, dude.
Don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, put the microphone here. And like,
no, don't even. It's fine, though.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm like, God damn it, dude. I really. Walter's never edited the podcast. I don't think he understands how it goes onto the internet. And he's like, my voice is in the computer.
Is it YouTube? I think.
The trick YouTube? No. So. Walter is my, like, just a slightly tech-savvy road hobo.
I mean, he's...
Is that fair?
Around, yeah.
I have a beard.
You have a beard?
Yeah.
And you love the cheap beer.
I love the cheap beer.
You love...
As evidenced by Alex's last episode.
Yes, exactly. Well, that was, cheap beer. There was some cheap
I drank like
you
30
brought, you brought Alex shows up with Grolsch. Walter shows up with PBR.
I showed up with a keg of PBR.
And at the end...
And
the
I drank three quarters of the keg.
There was not, well,
you didn't show up with the keg. You also didn't drink...
You also were
I drank at least 12 beers.
Yeah, you were arguing. And then you were like, 14, 12 beers. And then you almost fucking died. Like, it was the first day that there was ice out on the street. So we couldn't, like...
What do you mean I almost fucking died?
You slipped on the ice. Well, you were like...
Yeah, you had some problems walking.
Really?
That was why I decided to ultimately drive you home. Even though you were three blocks away from me. Because I was like, Walter's going to fall and hurt himself.
Whatever, man. I was slipper, man. I probably just had shoes on or some shit.
You spent the whole car ride arguing with Keith about window washer.
Yelling to me. Being like, can you get the wipers going? I can't see a thing.
I can't see a thing. This is an issue for me. Sitting in the passenger.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, I can see fine, Walter. It's no deal.
Just
get him going. Holy shit! Alex was like, "What happened?"
And then I was like, "Don't you have to go to work tomorrow?" And you're like, "Don't worry about that. Don't worry
about old Walter."
Walter will just hitch the next freight and get on the next box car.
I have a really weird railroad anecdote.
Of course you do.
When I was when I moved out of my house when I was like 17 years old.
Okay.
And when I was 17 years old was 2000, I think. 2000.
Right.
Where internet porn was still slow. Video porn was like a pain.
You'd
in the
see
end.
The top of it.
Like video porn was like you needed to like to rent it, whatever. So I remember like I think like this is the last era where you could buy porno mags.
Right.
So I was like,
you can still buy porno mags
occasionally. Like I occasionally would buy a porno mag from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that was like because I was like okay whatever cost efficiency it's like $10 for like a fucking book full of porn.
Yeah.
Whereas like. 10 minutes to look at a picture of porn on the internet. Like, it's just... My me time can have a magazine for it. And I remember the... I forget what the fucking magazine was.
I was really hoping...
Not like one of the
really
big
hoping...
ones. Not like a Hustler or a Penthouse.
Wasn't a Hustler or a Penthouse. It was
Jugs?
No, it wasn't Jugs. But really...
Was it...
Over 50?
All right.
No, not over 50. It was...
Was it...
I feel like it started with an S.
Swank.
Swank?
Swank. Swank.
Swank is one of the grosser ones.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah, well, it wasn't so bad in the early it was a little more hardcore, which I'm like, which is, if I'm going to be fucking jerking off, it's going to
be. Yeah, I guess so.
Like, why do I want, like, Playboy?
It sounds so quaint now, but now we're just like, I can just find any kind of fisting I want.
Yeah. But, like, that's it. But I was just sort of like, if I'm going to be, like...
Somehow this anecdote about you buying, like, physical pornography is infinitely more disturbing than you just, like, trolling around for fucking, like, gross porn on the internet.
But you can buy swank at Couche-Tard's. It wasn't like I had to go to, like, shady
doesn't matter where you could buy them. The fact is that you fucking bought them.
I think I bought three in my life.
Jesus.
Did you guys ever, at school, when you were, like, kids, were there ever the kid that his dad had a porn stash and he sold it?
No.
Is that a thing that happened at my school?
I remember there was a kid who showed up one time where like ogling at kids like had some of these like really explicit magazines like in a binder and we're looking at it on a bus.
Yeah, I remember this guy had photocopies of a Tintin porn.
Yeah.
That he would sell the photocopies for a quarter and then we all got caught with them. I don't think I got caught with them, but like everybody was like, "Oh,
you're the smart kid."
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I just destroyed the evidence. I would eat it.
Ate it. No, but listen, hang on before you in these swank magazines, they would, like, have, like, filler articles, I guess, like, to just fucking pad the like, page count or whatever. And I remember an article that was about hobo symbols. Like, you know, like the hobo symbols, like the marks that they
seriously?
Put? Like a fucking, like, four-page article.
Like a whole article.
Nothing pornographic about this fucking, like, well, four-page article.
That guy must have tried to sell that article to every fucking magazine.
But you know how that works,
I
too.
I did
like,
10 years of hobo research.
Porn always ends
them.
Up in the forest, right? And who's going to stumble upon the porn but a hobo?
It's true. Like, you porn. Hide your porn magazines under a tree stump.
The first okay. porn that I've ever seen, I saw it found in the woods. Like, there was always be,
dude,
like, wood
how
porn.
Does that fucking happen? I
oh,
see
my God!
In children's movies and everything else like that, being like, I'll just hide it here in the woods!
Okay.
Like, I don't think... I think everybody... Children's movies. I mean, like, not children's movies. Coming-of-age movies. Let's be serious.
All right. Everybody needs to shut up.
Yes.
Right now. Because you keep leading me into this perfect antidote, and I'm gonna forget it. You guys are talking about
Walter
like,
was wandering
porn,
in the woods one day. Wandering
shit.
In the woods.
I went to high school. My high school was across from
the woods.
Park Maisonneuve.
The
okay.
woods.
Okay? Woods, basically. It's a fucking big park with a lot of trees and shit. So one day, I swear to God this happened. We're out and there was like, you know, patches of trees and there were like some like little low lying areas that would fill up with water sometimes,
right.
whatever. And we're walking around and there's trees and there's one of these big trees, and one of these big trees that has like a hollow in it, like
right.
it's got like where like the limbs all come out,
yeah,
and there's
yeah.
like a little space in the middle. So like we're hanging out and shit, and I think I noticed that there was like some like papers and shit like stuffed into like the hollow of the tree. And I, you know, it's lunch. The fuck else am I gonna do? Pull out the papers. What are these papers? Graphic, explicit, gay pornography.
Nice,
gay. That's a kind of a double edged.
I know, but it's
yeah.
it's still.
So yeah, you're fisting in the hole to grab
not
the gay
so
porn.
I'm like I jam my fist right into the heart of this tree and pull out a fistful of gay pornography.
What did you do with it?
And it was like, and the weird thing was, it was that illustrated gay pornography. It was like
drawn.
You know, yeah,
weird
like anime. Stuff.
Yeah, kind of ugh. A little bit.
What did you do with it?
That's a
beat off for like 2 weeks, man.
Like, I mean, I thought you gotta.
I cut.
Choosers.
First of all, I cut the rest of my classes for that day.
No, you were just sort
I
of like
come back
got a pen, drew tits on the dudes.
Yeah, and it
good
was
to
fine.
Go.
And it was fucking fine.
But
I remember distinctly the finding a. You remember like porn had bigger boxes?
Yeah,
like VHS boxes. They were bigger, I guess, because the pictures were bigger.
Well, I feel it was like some sort of like a legislation or something.
Yeah.
Like, you can have this box, but you'll have to have the shame of it obviously being porn on your shelf.
And I remember the one that I found was called Come Up My Ass, which is not that original a title. But
how
it's
was cum spelled?
The C-U-M.
Ah.
And I thought that it was gum for the longest time because I didn't know about the word. Like, I grew up like
oh
French,
my God.
So I didn't really know that. But the actor, main actor's name in that movie was Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I thought that maybe it was the wrestler.
Maybe.
That was
and
doing.
It could have been, too.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess maybe the internet holds that secret. I've not thought about this in like 15 years. So.
Come Up My Ass starring Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, Come Up My Ass starring Shawn Michaels. Walter's going to go and disappear from the podcast for a little while. He's going to head out.
I'm still here.
Head out to the internet.
He's going to have a great history. Come Up My Ass, Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels, Come Up My Ass? Question mark?
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels porn film.
I'm going to tag this podcast. Shawn Michaels, Come Up My Ass.
You're going to get mad hits. That's what I do, like, on my podcast.
Erroneous tags.
I put the tags, like, if we talk about, like, let's say we did a movie that was about a guy who lost his dick. Like, his dick got cut off, so he got a transplant of a bigger dick.
How many movies is that, exactly?
That is one movie.
Just one?
Yeah. It's called Percy. But so I just put dismembered penis as a tag. And I get hits on it every day because people are just looking for dismembered penises.
I love going into. We have
how
whole...
was Sean spelled? Do you remember? Was it like?
Wow, dude! He was.
I think it was with a W.
No, because it makes a difference.
I think it was with a W.
I'm sure there's fucking.
No, but it makes a difference though.
No, but do you know how many movies are going to be fucking called "Come Up My Ass"? Like, are you fucking?
Was it, come up, was it "Come Up My Ass" starring SCA and Michaels or "Come Up"?
How's Michael spelled traditionally? Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love going into the analytics and seeing like what sometimes people get like what like we have like several articles about poop and stuff
yeah.
because of like Salo and like fucking I don't know, just poop.
It's such a general topic
poop,
of
poop yeah. comes up way too often
yeah.
on the site. Like
second
so,
result. Come up my ass. Colon 2 ass fucking hours. With Michelle Monroe, Shawn Michaels, Joey Silvera. Yeah, okay, this is clearly the one.
What year is it?
Well, now you're asking a lot of questions here. Let me see here.
Gotta go on the IMDb or whatever.
IMDb has porn on it. So.
Yeah, but there's also but there's an IMDb
it
just
costs $40 goddamn dollars.
Obviously, it's fucking vintage, dude.
Yeah, it's classic.
That shit's from like 1998.
Is there like a Pornopedia or something?
Baby's first boner over here. Like I gotta.
Wow.
I might
it doesn't
pick that
even
up
say. I think it would devalue it if they said how old it was.
I guess so.
No, yeah, late 90s. But it was weird though, the porn boxes. Because the VHS tape was like nestled in a plastic container.
Yeah, yeah, it
container.
Was in a separate case on top of it with like a shitty like plastic little door that would hide the sides of it.
I
used to rent movies at the Depp, so that's why I guess
that
was.
Oh, you had one of those going on?
Pardon me?
You had one of those with the video rentals. Those always blew my mind because like I grew up in an East End suburb, and there was plenty of video rental places. And then when you go vacation like in the Maritimes, or like you can be out in the boonies or the sticks or whatever.
Yeah.
No offense intended.
That's all right.
And the boonies and the sticks.
It's
in the country. If you
absolutely
know.
The sticks.
No, but I would see that and be like, who rents these?
Yeah. Well,
you
also
did,
what apparently. I realize now is that they were like it was $100 to buy a VHS tape. For rental in the 90s.
I heard you talking about this on
one
of your episodes.
They were really, really expensive. So only like the places that had like a good budget could afford to buy those. So the Depps would buy the straight to DVD and the garbage, and like so it wasn't like I was too young to remember this, but it wasn't like new releases right when they came out. It was more like movies with Eric Roberts in them and fucking Brian Bosworth movies. And so all those things now are lost to the sands of time, and I'm sad about this because that's the stuff that I like to see is those kind of shitty things. And you find them in thrift stores, basically only in thrift stores. So,
have either of you ever seen a film called Santa Claus the Movie starring Dudley Moore? Thank you.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I know of it. I've never seen it.
Yes, it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a good one. And John Lithgow is a villain.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's timely now for... By the way, when is this coming out?
This is going to be out on the... What day is it today?
Because the end of the world is coming, guys. And I find it very facetious that you book me as your last guest if we die before this episode.
You know what
comes
I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to... This podcast isn't going to come out until the week after the end of the world.
Okay.
To be fair. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to edit it...
Is it going after Christmas?
Yeah.
It's on the 21st. Oh, no. You mean...
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing this now for? Yeah.
This is going to come out on the 26th, because really, you want to try and book someone in Christmas week? That was
yeah,
cool.
Maybe I do. Maybe I really do, also.
Well, fuck. I was trying to think ahead. Sorry.
Keith, because he doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, good. I mean, Keith's like, hey, oh, why doesn't anybody want to book this slot? Oh, wait.
Hey! So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to edit this together and put it into Libsyn and then have it set to, publish... After the end of the world, so when it does happen, if it dies, I assume the internet's not going to go down.
No, probably not.
So that this will still publish, even though we'll all be dead. Like it's
the
just going to it's going to come up next Thursday, and or this Thursday since you're listening to it now.
Yeah.
Aliens, presumably, or future cultures
exactly.
who have unearthed the internet, which has been.
I'm glad that we confirmed that. Come up my ass, two asses of fucking or whatever.
Two ass fucking hours.
Two ass fucking hours.
Starring Shawn Michaels
for the aliens. Like they'll have that confirmation. They'll have something to strive for.
Do you read Vice magazine?
Sometimes, yeah.
The Skinema articles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made me think. Just reminds me a little bit
now,
of your podcast.
You know
sometimes.
What?
You don't like Skinema?
I don't know.
You don't like Skinema?
When
he's off, when he doesn't give it, when he's not even trying, which has been the case recently in the past few years. But when he's just...
Yeah.
Really,
it
Walter?
Just,
not
just,
a fan?
Fuck, man.
Sometimes they're just so...
Yeah, it just fucking walks the line between really funny shit and just, douchebaggery, fucking hipster garbage for the sake of being hipster garbage.
Vice
like,
Magazine or Skinema?
Vice Magazine is hipster garbage?
Skinema
the devil you say.
Huh?
Skinema epitomizes that.
Yeah. I love it.
But what
Magazine.
Is he, like, a
it's
skateboarder,
funny.
Right?
It's funny, it? But has it needed to go on for this long? Like
Vice Magazine or Skinema?
Skinema. Both. You hear they got John McAfee arrested?
No.
Fucking Vice
yeah.
fucked their shit up and
it's
got John
story.
McAfee arrested.
Nice.
But is anybody actually blaming Vice for getting him arrested?
No, not really.
Because there was Vice. Did you know the story, Keith?
You lay it on me, dude.
Do you know who John McAfee is?
Nope.
Do you know McAfee
this
antivirus?
At all?
Yeah,
how do you bring up the fucking Vice and you don't know who John McAfee is? They've been all over McAfee like stink on a goddamn monkey.
My subscription lapsed a year ago.
No, you know of McAfee antivirus. Everybody
yeah,
knows that. It's the original fucking antivirus.
Right.
John McAfee is a crazy man who likes bath salts and has lived a good part of the last few years in Belize as a tax shelter because
yeah, well,
let's remember he's crazy.
He sold off all of McAfee to Nortel or
somewhere.
Whatever. Somewhere
he doesn't
else.
Own anymore.
That's why it's Norton McAfee now, right? Or whatever.
Yeah.
And then supposedly lost a bunch of cash during, like, the fiscal crisis of, like, 2007, 2008.
Got it.
Then he moved to Belize.
Right.
Because that's, you know, what sane rich people do.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to move to Belize once this podcast starts bringing in money.
Then he maybe had a feud with a neighbor, maybe over his dogs, and then he maybe killed his neighbor.
Yeah.
Maybe.
In Belize, he was doing a lot of bath salts, and he had a harem of girls that he was just fucking...
Okay.
I didn't hear the harem part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he had it on bath salts.
When are we going to get together and do bath salts? It's been my question for
Keith
a while.
Keith is so... Keith's been jonesing to do some salts, man.
I'm just like
I'm actually just gonna go to fucking like Bed Bath and Beyond and get Keith actual bath salts. Fill up a stocking.
Boy, was I disappointed when Keith, that was not what they were.
Am I not wrong in assuming that you were a club kid when you were younger? Right?
Yeah.
You were like,
yeah.
You,
geez, where'd you get that idea?
You guys talked about it last week
constantly.
If bath salts had been around, then you would have done them, right?
Probably.
He would have followed the line of bath salts to the club.
Woo! Yeah, but I don't think bath salts are a club drug. Like, much in the same way. Like,
They're an all-the-time drug. Anywhere. It's an everyday. Anytime.
But it's just like, even being like a club kid in like late 90s, early 2000s, and whatever. Like, I wasn't like, let's do meth! Like, you know, like, I'm like, bath salts is still like a level beyond... Like, let's have fucking club drug fun. Like,
I think so, yeah.
Like, there's a... Sometimes you eat your friend's face, might, like...
So McAfee was doing a bunch of drugs.
Eating hookers' faces in Belize.
But, we don't know about that, but probably.
And he's also, like, a member of Mensa, FYI. Anyway, so then, like, the Belizean police...
Belizean,
didn't
I feel.
Even put out a warrant. They just wanted to take him in on fucking, like, questioning and shit. They just wanted to, like, you gotta answer some questions, John McAfee, because, like, you know, your neighbor's dead.
Right.
Refuses to come in for questioning because he's, like, saying, they're gonna kill me.
He's tripping balls on bath salts.
Yeah, he's like, the government's gonna kill me. I can't go in for questioning. And then goes on this, like, fucking, he's a fugitive. He's running.
With the harem on bath salts.
I'm pumping my arms here. And he's freaking out, and he's running around. But the whole time that he's on the run from the cops, he's, like, blogging about it and shit.
Yeah.
And talking about it.
Can't catch me. I'm John McAfee.
And it's kind of like this big joke for him and shit. And then, like, somehow the Vice dudes met up with him. Like, he's giving out interviews at the same time. And then the Vice dudes meet up with him. And then the Vice dudes, like, run this, like, an article. It's like, yo, just chilling with John McAfee, whatever. Later that day, Gizmodo, puts out a thing saying, well, Vice just accidentally revealed the whereabouts of John McAfee.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, there was, like, GPS information embedded on the photo that they posted. And then, like, two, three days later, he was fucking arrested. Yeah. So I'm wondering now, I never connected the dots whether it was Vice's fault.
Yeah, but
like,
I think it is. It must be. But then what happened is, in between his arrest and the time that Gawker or whatever put out that article... He blogged and said, haha, those are fake coordinates that I put there. I'm smarter than you guys. I knew this was going to happen. You might go to where it says I am because I won't be there.
But I'm definitely not.
Not there.
There.
Can they hear me winking? No.
So, yeah, John McAfee.
John McAfee.
That'd make a great movie. I think it's good.
Yeah.
They should make it, yeah.
John McAfee. They call it, like...
And my boss at work pointed out, like, an older Johnny Depp could pull off this role pretty well, probably.
So Johnny Depp.
Yeah, just... What?
Or
I Johnny Depp just, now. Yeah.
There can't be that much of a difference in age between the two.
We were all on the run.
Mid-40s?
They were hot on my trail. I've been tripping on bath salts for days.
So your podcast,
So my podcast, yes.
So you started, what, 2 years ago?
A year ago.
A year ago?
A year ago. I started when I did not have a job.
I started this a year ago, and you have how many episodes again?
50.
Good lord.
46.
Remember, you did them weekly. We only do them
every
other
week. Yeah,
they
were weekly.
Like, 9 to 5 started a year ago, and we have 70 podcasts.
I feel like there was a period where we were doing them very sporadically, too.
Yeah, there was a whole springtime where the site almost fell apart. Last spring.
But I kept it together. I want to make it clear here that if anything kept it together, it was my winning spirit.
It was like when we recorded the episode with Mike Patterson and then forgot to put it up before Valentine's Day, even though the only reason he was on was to plug his Valentine's Day show.
That's okay. Don't. We're going to cut this out anyway.
No, but it's okay. We had him on again afterwards.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember having Patterson on again?
I don't remember.
Having Patterson on the first time.
Valentine's Day.
Oh. Yeah, he was having like the couple show.
How'd you fuck that up, man?
I just didn't edit it and put it up in time. Like, I was not thinking.
This is what I'm talking about.
Right. Because Walter doesn't do any of the editing, so he doesn't give a shit.
Did you ever ask me to?
Walter, you have a Mac.
To be fair, Walter did coordinate me coming here.
Thank you.
It's true.
So that's
Walter, and the last podcast.
Walter does
the coordination. Walter makes things happen.
Well, Alex got in touch with me originally, like at the beginning of the summer, and we were like,
and how did that go? How did that go, Alex?
Not
when
so
you got
well.
In touch with Keith?
Not so well.
But I was like, oh, let me ask Walter. And Walter was like, no can do. Like pretty much.
That was my answer. Yeah. That's what I said. No yeah. can do.
Yeah. It was like, you're super busy.
Well, why was I so enthused about it when Alex contacted me?
Because I contacted him specifically.
Yeah, I was like, oh, dude, this guy's asking me to be on his podcast.
There was no middleman, so Walter got really excited. But I was like, hey, Walter, this guy Alex asking me to be on his podcast. Like,
ah, fuck it.
Fuck it, though.
How much money's on the table? Well, no money.
No money, Walter.
All of the podcast money. In the
all
world.
The podcast money. All the sweet, sweet podcast
I want back-end points.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so...
So, a year. I feel like it was longer.
I started 2 years ago. First, it was just reviews. It wasn't just articles.
The site's been around
yeah.
longer.
And then it became a podcast. Yes, please.
I will also take beer.
And the podcast came up only because I was obsessed with... I started listening to podcasts, and I was obsessed. And
you're
I was like,
I can make one!
I was like, I could do this. And then immediately got called out by everyone on Earth for having... Bad Movies podcast with a question mark in it.
Because there already is one.
But, I mean, I try to focus on things that they won't focus on at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I try to go for obscure. The whole point of it is, I think I explained it maybe on the lot when you guys were on.
On your episode.
Yeah. On my own podcast to my own listeners, that I try to go for things that you'd look at, you'd go, oh, what the fuck is this? And then you would never think about it again.
Or watch it.
Exactly.
You never actually sit down
exactly.
and watch it.
Exactly. And you're all, like, because that happens all the time. You're like, what is this? Like, why is fucking, like, why is Vinny Jones and, you know, whatever in this kids movie?
Yeah.
And then you look at, you pick up the box, like, haha. Then you go and you rent the movie you actually want to see.
Right.
Or on Netflix or whatever, and you'll never watch it. And so I was like, I want to know what those movies contain. And that's how it started. It's kind of hit a snag because my co-host left,
right,
and now I have to book guests that have to come to my house and watch a movie, or you know, or I go to their house and watch a movie.
Right.
And it's a time-consuming pursuit.
You could, I don't know. I'm like, you could just fucking get a co-host. Like, I'm not saying that that's like,
yeah,
the easiest thing in the world,
yeah.
But like, we do have.
Yeah, just find a guy who you can meet up with, like on a regular schedule, once a week. And sit down with for like a 3 hour period.
Exactly.
It's easy, man.
And
you can go down to biweekly.
What's your mom up to these days?
Sorry, what?
So what's your mom up to these days? Give
my
her
mom. My mom lives up in Saguenay.
Do it like
Skype.
Skype it in.
My mom watching movies. Fall asleep. I tried to do one with my. I'm not. I hope she never listens to this. But I tried to do one with my girlfriend.
Alex's girlfriend.
A couple of weeks
out.
Ago.
And it was
not a good idea.
Disaster.
It's just because, like, I spent so much time with my girlfriend that, like, the idea of, like,
she hates you,
small
right?
talk...
Me too. I got that going on, too.
She
hates me.
The idea of small talk is just so awkward. We were just... It's just us going, like, staring at each other, kind of, like, awkward. It was not a good idea, but, you know, I still love her. She's still my girlfriend.
Yeah.
You should have done some bath salts beforehand.
Yeah. No, but I think there's a little bit of, especially in, like, a podcast environment where you're just like, I'm going to sit down and fucking shoot the shit for, like, an hour. There has to be a certain amount of, like a pre-existing comfort zone. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, Walter...
Comfort zone
or lack thereof.
Implied anonymity. I fucked that up. Not an anonymity. Animosity. Animosity.
Because the animosity between you and I is implied.
Right, when you have all these guests that you wronged... And they come in here and they try to make amends.
Yeah.
Has that happened yet?
No, not yet. We're going to have Stevie on in the new year, though.
That's like, we should do it around WrestleMania because it's been building up. It's like the grudge match.
The grudge match. Because I got my facts slightly crooked once.
We had a guest on that's been harboring a grudge against Keith.
Well, if you, I don't know, you
I heard that
show.
One, yeah.
Yeah. I said LMFAO broke up, but it turns out they were going on a hiatus. And Stevie is still like, you lied to me.
You just make shit up.
That's what the problem was from that episode? Not all the shit slinging that happened in that episode?
No, the shit slinging was fine. Did you? Oh, fuck. Anyway, without getting into that, we're going to have Stevie on in the new year.
Yeah. Well, we got to get him on quick. Yeah, so he's going to be leaving.
Yeah, I know.
I'm on the hunt for a new guest, another co-host. So
Alex,
if you guys are interested.
Yo, Alex.
What? Walter?
I'm pointing at myself.
We just talked for an hour about podcast? How you're unreliable.
Can
and
I do another? Can I do another podcast?
You can do, I'm gonna do another podcast. I'm going to do another podcast. You just have to always mention our website every time you do it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's hard to book. Like,
and I promise I won't. I promise in the future, if I'm ever on your podcast,
yes,
which at this point I don't think I will be, I won't yell over that last part where you're like thanking your like technical support guys and shit.
No,
it's
it
like
was
okay,
the song.
That was the other great part of the end. Like, okay, Walter, you can't be talking right now because this guy that I'm mentioning as my boss.
Should there's something that we need to talk about? Possibly.
We do.
This episode might either be the last episode with our Bones Malone's intro song, or the first episode with our Oral Turpitude intro song.
When did he say he's going to get it to us?
He said he was going to get it to us by beginning of January at the latest.
So probably the former of what you just said.
Yeah. So it's probably going to be the last Bones Malone's intro song.
We're getting a new intro song.
We're having a new intro song recorded by Oral Turpitude.
I did not understand. When I first started listening, I did not get... Because I listened to Bones Malone's was your first or second guest?
Second guest.
Second.
So there you explain that as one of his songs.
Yeah.
But if you don't know that, it's just like, what the fuck? What is this?
What is a weird dude
just,
mumbling?
It sounds like you don't have a theme song and there's like a crazy person just like in the back of Grumpy. He's like,
but that was kind of the intention.
Right.
Like a year later, it feels now that maybe we could have gone with a better song.
No, it was good. I think it was.
Well, and also, as I mentioned, it's like, it's bookended by like, wah, cox and wrestling, and then, hey guys, if you want to click on the Amazon, and so it's
hey,
sonically, it's an assault on all sides. Like, hey, you wanna go? It helps us, and it's no difference to you. And bah, nah, nah, motherfucker. It's a great.
I've created a just.
It's a roller coaster ride for your head.
An emotional ride.
It's like listening to bath salts.
I have no idea why. It's because I record the intros and the outros on a different mic, and I feel I need to record them on the same mic just so it grabs like a more similar sound quality off me because it makes my voice a little bit different on the other mic.
But it also it sounds like you're in the bathroom and you're not you're trying not to wake up your mom. You're like, hey guys,
send me some money.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do that. The next time I record, I'm gonna hide under the covers for the sound effect and just be like, hey guys,
it's me, your little friend Keith. Why don't you give us some money,
Keith,
buddy?
Keith.
Shut up, Mom!
Are you celebrating Christmas in there?
Mom, I'm recording my podcast! This is a serious hobby!
This episode of 9 to 5 is brought to you by viewers like you.
This episode of 9 to 5.
This is not the name of your podcast.
No,
Walter.
It's not the name of either of the
If
podcasts.
You're auditioning to be my co-host so far, you need to at least
put
know the
auditioning.
Name of the podcast.
I've
the
auditioned.
Part is that if you guys did get together to do this podcast, I can almost guarantee you that Walter would be like, this is another episode of Go Plug Yourself.
Are we on? Is that ridiculous?
I'm auditioning for yours by sabotaging mine.
All or nothing. That's how I roll.
Wow.
Yes, this is Keith's blood on my hand.
in a roundabout way, we've kind of talked about how you started.
Mm-hmm.
Or how you wanted to do the podcast,
and
but
the,
like
the MO and everything.
Unemployed. How did you come up with the I'm just gonna play some music before and after?
Because I was too lazy to get like a theme song,
right?
Like to kind of go like, hey, can I use your song? And I was felt awkward about
it. Can I use you drumming on a garbage can and mumbling?
Exactly.
That was what we did.
And the other thing too is because I wanted like the structure of the podcast is that we talk about the movie before we've seen it and then after.
Yeah.
And I wanted something there in the middle. And, like, I could have been like, hey, this show's brought to you by AdamandEve.com, except I can't because nobody listens to my show. So
did
I,
you try?
Pardon me?
Did you go to Adam and Eve
and try? No, I didn't try.
Okay.
I think
that's, like, if we can get, like, a few...
We're talking about the porno website, right?
If we can get a few hundred, I think that porno might try to advertise.
I heard that it's, like, people in the thousands that have been dropped by them. Like, they got a couple of spots and that was it.
Crazy.
I don't know how, like, it's...
Maybe like local porn, though.
Yeah.
Local porn.
I guess so.
There's got to be some Quebec porn companies making some stuff. Local
yeah, there's...
I might still have a couple contacts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard about this a couple weeks ago.
There you go.
Walter is well-versed in the porn industry.
So, yeah, so you wanted something to break it up, so you were just sort of like a song, and then you just ask them for a song.
Yeah, every week I ask for...
You ask every week, and you hear back?
And that was harder than asking, can I use your song?
I guess. I don't know. I don't really know what I was thinking. and now I'm like, that's another thing. Like, I can't book, like, a recording last minute if I don't have a song ready. So I have to, like, I just, like, mass email everybody and, like, hey, do you want to take the song and I'll take your song? And then I just wait. I can't.
To just collect the yeses.
Yeah, someone has to say yeah. I just don't want to be sued by anyone. Like, I have all the yeses and they're somewhere. I don't know. I don't make
any
money.
Do you see that as a realistic thing, you being sued?
It's not, but I still do it just because it makes me feel like a bigger man.
I live my life by the credo. Fuck it, though. Who's going to sue me, right?
Yeah, but fuck it, though.
Who's going to sue me?
Yeah, but, we have, like, the personal examples of...
And I'm saying this now. I'm waiting for the subpoena to come down Christmas Day.
Well, no, exactly. It's like our friends of the show, the BCASA, you fucking...
The guy that we used the fucking theme song, okay, mm-hmm. actively asked us not to use that as the theme song.
No. Actively asked us not to use it as a theme song. Actively asked the BCASA not to put that on their CD.
Because the CD that's on isn't that guy's CD.
It's Bones Malone's, but it's Bones Malone's like 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's on a BCASA CD.
Well, I think, is it the BCASA that's got like a dinosaur
yep.
on it?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I have that. I own that.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, well, so it's actually a fun story. My friend Jessica Kai or whatever, she's a singer. She's dating one of the guys from BCASA, or she was.
Jessica?
She's in Chicks and Dicks. That's the band.
Oh, you know
yeah.
Jessica?
Yeah, I went to Sejep with her.
Yeah, that's West's girlfriend.
We were little punks, and we hated everyone in Sejep, and we were just like, yeah, fuck, emo is great. And so...
Are you friends? You still know Jessica now?
I haven't spoken to her in a while, but...
Yeah, Jessica's a cool chick, yeah.
Yeah, and so I went to see Chicks and Dicks, and I was fucking...
At Crowbar.
Yeah, and I was really drunk.
We were probably there. When was this?
It was in the summer, maybe 3 years ago.
Oh, no, I wasn't there. Okay.
And I was really fucking drunk. And then I thought that it was their CD, like a Chicks and Dicks CD. But then it turns out it was the wrong band. And they just like didn't want to tell me. I was like, oh, it's buy their CD. And they sold me the wrong one.
Sounds
so now
like
I have it.
But sounds legit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole story makes sense considering
BCASA. Yeah, it's a good CD, though. The dinosaur. What, that's the...
Fuck it apart.
No. Is that the fuck it apart one?
Yeah.
Is that where... Or is that...
It's
or
got
it's
a dinosaur
Boombus,
on it.
Boombastanculus or...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but that was never... I don't feel that was ever an album. I just think that was like an EP or a T-shirt. Because the albums were...
No, Boombastanculus was...
There was Jurassic Fuck, Fuck It Apart, and Bateman Begins. I think are their only full lengths. Boombastanculus might have been their EP.
Anyway, they're great.
In any case,
Do you know... Did we tell you that they're opening up for Offspring?
No, they opened up for Offspring.
They opened up for Offspring.
They are opening up for NoFX on
New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Apparently by request, right? Supposedly.
Not by NoFX's request.
Well, but by, I guess by Stomp. Stomp was like, we would like you to do this, or whatever.
Keith, how are we doing on time?
We are getting up into five question territory.
Sweet.
Five
you want to do it?
Because
usually it's like a half
five
hour.
Five questions.
Five questions.
I have answers ready because I listened to this.
Holy
this
shit.
This is going to be
Alex
the
is literally
fastest
the most
five questions in the world.
Not if I have anything
Alex,
to say about it.
Alex knows the questions. Try not to put all your personal anecdotes. Walter!
Nah, fuck you.
This is about Alex.
Or is it?
Or is it? Walter, give me your best rendition of the first three questions. Question the first.
When you meet God... No.
the Bernard Pivot.
What is your favorite drink?
That was the second question, but I'll accept it.
We'll do it in this
order. It
was
also the first question last week.
Yeah, because Walter was
because I did it. It's always the first one I remember.
My favorite, beer.
Beer.
I don't drink hard alcohol.
Neither do I.
I can explain why.
Please do.
I got arrested.
Story. You got arrested? Arrested? Real arrested? Like handcuffs in a car? Arrested?
Drunk tank arrested or dropped off at home?
Where?
Arrested?
Where?
No, drunk tank.
Whoa.
Where'd you get arrested? Where?
In St. Henry.
Ooh.
Nice.
What'd you do?
Do you want to hear the story?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was at a party in St. Henry. I used to live in NDJ. I lived not too far from where Keith lives. I lived up on Monkland.
Yeah, well, now everybody's fucking going to be
no, but I lived up
cruising
on Monkland.
The area.
That is not where Keith lives, but it's close. And I lived up on Monkland. And I decided I left St. Henry, like, down below the tracks, like, on fucking almost in Villa Mart. And I was like, I'm just gonna walk to, and I had drinking rum and stuff, and I'm like, I'm gonna walk. And it was raining. And I was walking down the street, and I was looking for a cab. I decided, oh, it's raining. It's shit. I'm going to take a cab. I'm very drunk at this point. I start waving down what I think is a cab. It's not a cab. It's a cop car.
It never is a cab.
Yeah.
I know this. I know this fucking story. I've been there. It's never a fucking cab.
So they come, and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, just never mind. Like, and then I was very, like, I was like, fuck off. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Fuck off.
You tried to wave down a cop car thinking it was a cab?
Yeah.
Why did you think it was a cab?
It was raining.
And it was the thing on top of the car?
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah,
I see that. Yeah. I would have totally done that.
And it was raining. Like, I would have seen it. If it wasn't raining, I think I would. I think that's my excuse. It was raining. And
I'm going to accept it.
And so I'm like, I tell the cop, like, oh, I mean, I was kind of, like, belligerent, but not really. I was like, oh, fuck off. It's fine. Don't worry. Leave me alone. And like, have you been drinking? I'm like, oh, no, yeah, but I'm just going home. I live in Indy Gym. I'm going to go home, and it's going to be fine. Have you been taking PCP?
What?
Like, what? And then I'm like, no, don't worry about
it. PCP?
What?
They went from drinking
to
PCP.
So I turn around, and I'm just like, okay, bye, guys. Like, I'm just, like, leaving a party.
Goodbye, public servants.
All right, later, dudes.
And so she puts her hand, it was a lady cop, she puts her hand on my shoulder, and I turn around, and I whip at her.
What?
And I'm like, leave me alone.
You took a swing at a lady cop?
I took a swingish, like,
as much
full
as
disclosure,
a drunk guy
full disclosure,
can.
Were you on PCP?
I was not. I was on rum.
You could say it here, though.
You
could
say it.
No, I wasn't. And I fell down.
How much PCP did you do?
You took a wild swing at a lady cop
and
fell down. Amazing.
And then
how much PCP were you on?
Next thing I know, I'm up on the car. They're handcuffing me. I'm sitting in the back, like, in the back of the car with a cop next to me, like a lady cop next to me. My phone rings, or, like, it starts vibrating, so I'm like, oh, obviously I'm going to answer the phone with my handcuff. So I go like this. I swing out, and she hits me with the nightstick. Bam!
What?
What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Holy shit. And so they take me to the station, the one right down here.
Okay.
On Guy. And, you know, they make you take away your belt and your shoelaces in case you hang yourself because you're drunk, I guess. And they put me in
or want to make crafts.
And the drunk tank is, like, a scary place. It's full of, like, fucked up crackheads that are, like, beating their heads against the wall. And, like, people moaning and crying. And I'm in this thing and I'm all wet and I'm really cold and I'm just, like, shivering.
Why are you wet?
It was raining.
The rain, dumbass.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was raining.
How do you watch movies?
I don't.
And so I sit in the drunk tank, and then, like, at some point, like, all it is, it's a slab of concrete and a toilet that flushes with a key. So, like, if I have, like, a ball of heroin in my butt, I can't just throw it out in the toilet.
Yeah.
Like, I have to, like, they'll see that it's there.
That's so smart.
And so they come about, like, an hour or two in, they come and they bring me, like, a muffin, like a molasses-flavored muffin and a thing of milk.
Nice.
And they're like, eat this, it's going to help you sober up. And I'm lactose intolerant, so I'm like, I'm not drinking your milk. I'm going to fucking shit all over the place. Like, do you want to clean up my diarrhea? I'm not drinking this milk. And they're like, drink this milk and eat this muffin. So I'm like, fine. And I start eating the muffin, and the muffin is so dry, and I'm like, spitting it down the toilet. And then I just, like, fell asleep on the concrete slab.
How do you remember this much?
Because it's kind of disturbing. It's like it's a sobering
the experience,
thing.
Okay, I appreciate that.
It's a sobering thing. Like, I don't remember. The parts where I waved down the cab and stuff are kind of hazy, but I know because I fell down. Like, from when I fell down, I was kind of like, oh, this is not going well.
And this evening is taking a turn.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just fell asleep in the thing. I passed out for, like, an hour. And then, like, the shift changed, so a different cop came. He's like, why are you here? I was drunk. I'm like, oh, you can go. And I had, like, a $75 ticket, and I paid it, and now I'm okay. That's why I don't fuck with hard liquor.
$75 ticket for taking, like, a drunken swing at a lady cop? You no, got off all right,
I
man.
Think they kind of passed it off. I was like, oh, this guy doesn't know how to walk. So they put me in the drunk tank.
Yeah.
Fair
That's
enough.
Awesome.
And that, my friends, is why I don't fuck with hard liquor.
And what alcohol was this? Is this blame
it
rum?
Was rum. I think Captain Morgan.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the question two.
Question two. Best time you've ever... No favorite plaything.
Yeah. Favorite childhood.
Favorite plaything.
That's actually question one.
I thought about this because, as I said, I thought about this. And I think the thing that I liked the most when I was a kid was Calvin and Hobbes books.
Nice.
Because
you were like a super pretentious kid.
I was really nerdy. Like, yeah. I was like, again,
I,
like,
I, they were really amongst my favorites.
All right, all right, all right.
But it's half of it I didn't get until I was like much older. Like, some of it you're just like, oh, these, especially the big full panel ones that have a lot of like where he's pretending to be like in space,
Spaceman's Biff, and or he's a dinosaur.
Yeah, where he's those are like complicated, and like when you're six, you don't really know what the fuck.
Yeah.
But
I gotta check this shit out one of these days.
Calvin and Hobbes.
See what the fuck everybody's talking about. I know what it is.
Oh, you're really pretentious, Keith.
It, I just know because it's like the go-to. It's like a comic strip, but not really.
The
best
newspaper comic strip ever made.
As I think I might have mentioned before, I grew up in Saguenay, which was really French, so we didn't have a lot of English books. I spoke English, but we didn't really. We had what we could. Like, I got what I could take, I guess, and from the library and stuff. And my grandpa gave me all of the Calvin and Hobbes books and like that. I think that's pretty important to like shape like my sense of humor and stuff.
I'd agree. I would strongly agree. Yeah. I think that like.
What's Rose, by the way?
It's French.
Really?
Yeah.
Rose.
Rose.
Like oh, this. There it is.
My dad's name is Pierre Rose. Okay. He's a lumberjack. I'm not kidding. My dad's actually a lumberjack.
Pierre Rose, the lumberjack. That's amazing. That's
but, like, I mean, do you have any, like...
This is not one of the five questions.
It's fine. Am I Jewish? Is that what you're asking?
Are you... It's like, oh, we didn't talk about how the Christmas Carol...
No, and we're not, we don't have time. We don't have time. We do not have time for that.
Right. But what's your ethnic background?
It's my...
Pie chart. Let's do the pie chart.
It's like three quarters, I guess, French-Canadian and one quarter Scottish.
Can we take out one of the questions and,
as far as I know.
Replace it with what's your ethnic pie chart?
No.
Okay. But, so it's the Calvin Hobbes books.
Yeah, I would say that's it. I think for the longest time, and I was like kind of a nerd, and I didn't really I played outside and stuff, and like I beat up my little brother and stuff. But I read a lot. Like I started reading when I was 2.5 years old.
Nice.
And I was like I read Jurassic Park when I was 6, which was the bad idea.
Read that recently.
You shouldn't do. It's kind of fucked up for a 6-year old. But I didn't understand.
There's some harsh sequences.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's
really
a lot darker than the film, actually.
Yeah.
But not better. I want to say not better than the film.
No, well,
different.
It's
different.
It's just like The Godfather. Have you read The Godfather book?
No, I have not.
The Godfather has
nothing to do with
it.
There's a lot of sex.
It's a lot of it is in there, but it's padded out with all this nonsense.
It's very
like,
lurid.
There's a part where James Caan's character has sex with like one of the bridesmaids at the wedding. And she has a huge, wide vagina, and there's, like, 3 pages explaining how her wide vagina is, like, hindering their... It's nonsense. It's like a fucking, like, pulp.
Well, now I'm gonna read it.
Yeah.
Well, third question, Walter.
Third question. What is the greatest time you've ever had...
This podcast notwithstanding.
Assuming, of course, it's not the time that you beat a female police officer to death.
No, this was not one of the best times I've ever had.
Also, what about the time you did PCP and got arrested?
I did not do PCP. I'm not even sure what...
Are you sure they asked you if you did PCP?
Yes, I'm sure.
It's probably because then they were just sort of like my few encounters, whatever, with the cops or whatever, they were always sort of like... They do like these kind of leading questions, and they were just sort of like... So they have a reason to suspect you, being like...
Yeah.
We asked him if he did PCP, and he acted a little sketchy. Yeah. So then we had suspicion that he was on PCP.
It's possible that they asked me, like, a laundry list of drugs, and I blacked out in the middle of it also. So, like, I have
come
no
to
fucking
PCP.
Idea. I don't know. So, like, that's what I remember is PCP. But there could have been a whole rigmarole of other shit
like,
that came
There was one time in the metro where cops wanted to search my bag... Because I matched a description.
Right.
And I was like, what? Like, I'm like, of a kid in, like, baggy black pants with a t-shirt on, I guess.
Yeah.
And then they found, like, I had a bunch of, like, markers and stuff. And then they were like, are you going to do graffiti? And I was like, no, I'm in, like, college. It's for art and stuff. Like,
they were Crayola markers.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they were some of the fat chip markers and stuff. And they were like, you're going to have to throw these
out.
You're
going to sniff these markers.
They're telling you to throw them out?
And I was like, what? Like, I'm not going to throw these fucking markers out. These are expensive, like, art tools.
Yeah, that shit's not cheap, man.
Yeah, no. I was like, what the fuck?
If you want to talk about the cops, also, I got a jaywalking ticket from Sedvetuit on the day that she beat those dudes.
You're kidding.
No. Yeah, like an hour or 2 hours before. Outside of
The second thing that she got in trouble for?
The thing that got her suspended.
How do you know it was her?
It says it on the ticket.
Wow.
Sedvetuit.
Yeah, that's her number.
We should get her on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think she'd do it. I think she'd do it.
I do not think she would speak English.
I don't think
for
she
an
speaks
hour.
English.
Alex is going to come on. Alex is going to come on as our interpreter in that episode.
Not a good idea.
Best time you ever
just,
had.
Just don't do PCP that time, and it'll be fine. All
best
right.
Time we're just, ever we just, I think we should put it out there that Alex, we're joking here. Alex doesn't do PCP.
I don't do PCP. I don't even know what form PCP takes. You smoke it? Is it a pill? I don't even.
Keith,
you can snort it. You can smoke it. Yeah, snorting or smoking.
Okay, basically. So I don't even know. So I did not do PCP. If you want a laundry list of the drugs I've done, I can give
it's
you
fine.
That.
PCP's okay.
Not on it. Best time I've ever had.
Laundry list.
Complicated one. No, I don't know. The one that I thought of today, do you guys know who Frank Turner is?
Who?
Frank Turner.
Frank Turner.
He's a musician.
The name sounds vaguely familiar. Of
he's,
what?
He's British. He's like, he does like kind of like, he's like a punkish acoustic kind of guy. He's
okay, so neither Keith nor I know who Frank
yeah.
Turner is.
Yeah, anyway, so he's big now. He plays like Wembley Stadium when he's in London and stuff. But
right.
4 or 5 years ago, he was not well known. He played at Ziva Orange. And my brother, I have a younger brother who I live with, who's 4 years younger than me, got in an argument with him about...
You're how old again?
I'm 26.
Nice. We are the same person. Okay.
Yeah, I'm almost 26. I'm actually 25, but
doesn't matter.
By the time this comes out, I'll be 26.
Nice.
Whoa, so,
oh,
yeah,
Christmas
baby.
Baby.
Christmas.
Did you get? Did you get?
December 25th.
Oh my God! So you only got like the totally one set of presents as a kid.
Yeah.
Sucks.
We talked about this.
And
you got no presents ever, Key. So shut up. All right.
And so my brother got in an argument with him, and we started talking to him, and then we just like spent that night hanging out with him, and then this other band called Fake Problems, who were playing the next day, they were friends with him. Like, it's not that big a deal, but at the time it was a really big deal to me. Like, I really enjoyed it, because it was like, I guess it was so impromptu, I so wasn't expecting it, that we just drank, went to Lesko and stuff, and that's the thing that I, even though I was drunk enough that I shouldn't remember, I remember.
Okay.
And I see that as fun for me.
You're just sort of like, that was a great fucking night.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I'm sure I had more fun pound for pound somewhere else, but that's one that sticks out like fairly recently. Because I'm sure when I was 11 and I was ecstatic and I was like running into walls and barfing and stuff, I had more fun, more literal fun.
Were you barfing as a result of the walls or?
This and that, you know. All right. Here
also the PCP. That
also
prepared.
The PCP.
Yes. As an 11-year-old.
I was going to say, plus Turner had some primo PCP.
Fourth question, Walter.
Fourth question.
Rockstar.
I don't
which
know
rockstar would you fuck? And it was supposed to be and why, but also and how.
And how.
And how is the follow-up question.
I'm going to do all three. So, Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
Wow.
Why?
Hope you're listening, Victoria.
Because I think that on the scale of rock stars, less people have fucked him, and definitely no dudes, or maybe like a couple of dudes. Like, I feel like he's been married a long time, and he's been married a bunch, and he's like... So, like, Ace Frehley or whatever, like, he's fucked, like, thousands of people. Who gives a shit?
Right.
But, like, it'd be special, me and Bruce, I feel like. You guys,
okay.
You guys don't seem convinced.
Okay.
And
I
how?
See,
no, I can see the logic.
I'm just kind of perplexed by it, but, and then the how?
Well, I've never had sex with a dude, so I'm assuming that it would be pretty simplistic, like, it'd be pretty bare bones.
You wouldn't want to, and presumably neither has the boss.
Yeah, that's
so
what
you
we're
guys
assuming.
Would just be like, let's just get this done.
Yeah, I think it would be like a bit awkward. It would be like
wait.
Scary and exciting.
So are you the top in this scenario? Or would you let Bruce Springsteen?
Do you boss around
you?
The boss?
I'd bottom for Bruce Springsteen.
Wow,
but only for Bruce Springsteen.
That's fair. That's fair.
But
he's like the boss.
Power yeah. Bottom. Power bottom.
What does that involve?
Like. Reverse thrusting.
Pushing back.
I guess I never thought about that. Yeah, why not? Sure.
Yeah.
I get one chance to do
yeah.
this, so might as well.
Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up, man.
Might as well go balls deep,
yeah.
as it were.
Hey.
So, all right. So, Bruce Springsteen, because he hasn't been around as much as other rock stars,
I would
and you'd be on the bottom.
Because he's still pure.
He still has... Well, I don't. I would say
he's still tight.
He has his anal virginity necessarily.
You don't know.
But,
the 80s were crazy.
But you're not even taking his... Anyway.
But, like,
sorry.
Also, most rock stars that aren't old and decrepit are fucking lame. So, like, you know. But then if it was a girl, I guess I could also do, like, both sexes.
Pink.
Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry? Currently,
yeah.
though?
Why not?
Would
yeah.
you be on the
Have
bottom
you seen
for Debbie
Harry currently?
Yeah, but she's like 65, dude.
Still.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's what I realized. Like, Blondie, like when Blondie was really popular, she was almost 40.
She's on my time travel sex list.
Yeah.
Like, her...
But, I mean, I do it now just
was
so
she,
that I
is
could...
Is that true?
Yeah.
When Blondie was really popular.
She's 30s.
She was like 38.
What era? What era are we talking about here?
Late like 80s. Seven? No, 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 no. The first Blondie album is 77, Plastic Letters, and then Parallel Lines, the one that has Call Me and Heart of Glass and stuff. 78. So, and I think she's around. She's born in like 19.
So I think her 70s now, though. Right?
Yeah. Maybe like 68, something like that.
Yeah. Now we make her 72. If she was 38.
Yeah, no, she. Well, she's in there. Anyway, she's like. And all the stuff. All the solo stuff that she did, like, you know, the Rapture and stuff, she's definitely like 40 there.
Crazy. So.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So.
You've seen Videodrome. Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
Well, is that what all this is based on? Because. Videodrome. Yeah.
Walter,
right?
Did you jerk off to Videodrome as a child?
But Walter's
Videodrome now.
Most rock stars from that era, if you think of like the CBGB scene and stuff, they're like 20. She's so much older than them, and you don't really notice that. Like most people are used to get famous when they were really, really young.
Yeah.
And so I find that pretty cool. But also, I was in New York a couple weeks ago. I went to see Dinosaur Jr. play like a 25th anniversary show.
Cool.
And Kim Gordon was there. And Kim Gordon also on my list of old rock ladies.
Old rock ladies that
old blonde rock ladies from New York City.
Well done, Richard
Burnett.
Can Alex
just be our co-host like forever because like he just knows so much more stuff than we do. Like,
that's true.
We just like talk out of our asses constantly, and it was like all of our conversations. I mean, the fucking guy with the thing, man. You know, and Alex is just like nailing it. Like, well, I don't know if he's got like a series of go-to answers that just makes him look smart, but
I might. I don't know about that. I'm not the one to ask.
Final question.
Yes.
Your question.
My question. I think
he even knew,
dude. I muted my microphone a little bit.
When?
For the past, hang on, I think less than 2 seconds.
All right.
So shouldn't
doesn't
be
matter
problem.
Anyway.
Shouldn't be a problem.
I think based on what I just talked about, I want to know the next guest's most memorable interaction with the law.
That's a good one.
Nice one. Most memorable interaction with the law.
And you left it really nice and open-ended. We don't have to alter your question at all.
Exactly.
Lovely.
Super weird.
I would like to know, because I don't know who it's going to be, but like so far you guys have had some shady characters that I'm sure have had better things than taking a swing at a police officer and ending up in the drunk.
Sure.
I have. But I haven't been arrested.
So.
No.
That was 5 questions.
Have you been arrested?
I've never been arrested.
How did that happen? How have you have neither you nor I ever been arrested?
I've had a lot of run-ins with the cops. I was taken down to the station when I was like 16 or whatever. For phone freaking, and the cops
for
were
what?
Phone freaking?
What the fuck is
what
phone
the fuck
freaking?
Is phone freaking?
Phone
freaking.
Okay, we'll do a real quick rundown on this. It's like hacking, but with the actual telcos, where you have to like pop open the boxes and you like strip out the wires, and then you can like plug in your phones and get like long distance or like fucking like listen in on people's calls, like wiretapping them and shit like that. Like it's just
that part is way more interesting than free long distance.
Yeah. But no, but also, but like this is from the era. This is like mid '90s. Payphones used to be able to call, get received calls.
Right.
So you would do all these like call outs to like random payphones and stuff.
Is that why there's a fucking card in the Illuminati game called Phone Freaks?
Yes, that is a thing.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. So it was hacking, but on the physical phone system. And we had a thing called a beige box, which is like a homemade linesman headset, which is the thing that would let you pop open the phone box, let you listen in onto people's conversations.
What phone box?
You know those big rectangular boxes that are kind of thin? You see them. They're brown. They have usually like a weird hex bolt on them. If you pop them open...
Where do you find these?
Just on poles and stuff, right?
Well, not on poles. On poles, but the ones that are like about this wide and this...
Oh, they stick out of the ground.
Yeah. You can pop those open and get access to telephones through that. Anyhow.
Keith just blew my mind right
Keith,
now.
Yeah, but that sounds like a thing that if Keith any of my friends had known how to do that, we would have done that.
Yeah.
But instead, we just burned things.
The funny thing is that like, the cops saw us. We took the beige box and like fucking threw it. So then they just found like 2 kids... with an open phone box where some of the wires had been stripped. And the cops were kind of like, it was like the mid-90s, like, hackers hadn't come out yet or whatever. So they were just sort of like, we know what you're doing is wrong, but we have no idea what you were doing.
Why did you fucking know how to do this?
Because fucking
things. Anarchist cookbook.
Sort of, yeah. It wasn't anarchist
cookbook. You didn't have the fucking internet.
Old BBSs, actually.
What the fuck is a BBS?
Like old, like when you dialed up to a message board forum, like you could use a
idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah,
you've lost me. Like,
yeah, you could dial up to a specific message board, and get info, and I was like hacking. Seemed,
I know of it, but
yeah,
like,
yeah, hacking seemed really difficult.
He's old,
I'm a little bit older than you guys.
He's 3 years older than us, but like has lived like apparently 30 years more of experience,
especially over the like around the internet.
Yeah, yeah, hacking seemed really, really hard to do. Yeah. But this seemed like fucking doable. I was like, I can get an old phone and wire things and shit. I can do that. So yeah, and so the cops like brought us down, and the cops didn't really know what we had done wrong, but like we knew very specifically that we had like it was like an actual felony. You know?
Right.
Like,
no shit. It clearly sounds like a felony.
Yeah, exactly.
Like.
But the cops were just kind of like had no fucking perception.
What did we charge them with?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, vandalism sort of like, to start with, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was like and this and that and this and that, and it was like it was really lucky because. My friend Neil's dad kind of didn't give a shit.
What was his name?
Neil.
I think he said Daniil.
Daniil. No. And so, like, he came and picked us up. So, like, my parents were out of town. My parents never got wind of it. Like, it was just, it worked out.
What are they going to do, take Christmas away from me?
Yeah. But it was just sort of like, but it was kind of like they were like, what were you doing? And we were just sort of like, we're playing super dumb. Like, we were just looking in there. Like, why? Like, curiosity.
Treasure?
You know? And there was just the weirdest dynamic of the cops, like, no, like, they were like, what the fuck were these kids doing? You know, like, what the shit were they doing?
Were they aliens?
I have no idea. So that was Go Plug Yourself. When can we can
Alex
do
has
every
been
week,
lovely.
Every other week from now on.
Every other week from now on.
Yeah. I'm nominating you for third host.
Okay.
We might if ever one of us can.
You might have
it.
To fight Massimo, though. Because Massimo once wanted to do that.
Massimo's honorary third host, also.
Yeah.
So you just have a rotating cast of third hosts?
No, we don't.
We don't?
It's like it's funny.
Your website?
Whydoesitexist.com.
Your Twitter?
Why does it blog?
Because
Why Does It Exist is already taken. So.
Why Does It Blog?
You can also read. I write for Cult Montreal. You can read me. I have at
like,
least.
How often? How often?
Well, it depends because I have a fucking real job, so I can't go to critic screenings in the morning. So, not
my
often.
Real job is writing. It's pretty tits.
Yeah, it is writing, but it's not writing good things. But isn't your real job writing?
That's what I just said.
Oh, right.
I said my real job is writing.
Yeah.
... It's pretty tits.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's like my fake job. But I do like monthly. I do a thing called Made in Montreal, which is. A review of a movie that was shot in Montreal. All
right.
And in the print edition, right now, you can find one that I did for a movie called A Diva's Christmas Carol, starring Vanessa Williams and Chili from TLC, and John Taylor from Duran Duran.
Crazy.
And, Walter, you want to talk about Christmas Carol?
No, man.
A Christmas Carol is an anti-Semitic plot.
Go to the Wheel Club.
Conspiracy. Scrooge is depicted as a Jewish person.
Okay, this podcast is coming out. Oh, wait, no, Wheel Club is this Thursday, right?
This Thursday. It's not going to happen. It's not going to come
out. Okay. Shit.
I hope you had a good
time. I hope you had a good time at the Wheel Club show, guys.
Send me a text message. I'm going to try to put in a Wheel Club plug on the 90S that's going to come up on Thursday. Just I'll do it.
All right.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Right. Thanks for coming on the show, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
No problem. Friend of the show, Alex Rose.
Thanks,
Alex, new co-host. Yeah, it's happening. All
right, and at this point, Bones Bones.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah.
We got fun and games. I am the hey, yeah. Oh, I want to see you bleed.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you got fucking. That motherfucker goes to the dog. It's an animal. It's a little motherfucker. I can saw it. Hey, motherfucker. Is he here? What? You're dead. I'm fucking with a leg. It's like a boot.
Hey everyone, it's me again, wasting your time at the end of the podcast where it doesn't matter anyways. Look, if you're a fan of the show and the site in general, please take the time to like us on Facebook. We are number9to5dotcc, 9to5.cc on Facebook, and also follow us on Twitter. We're @number9to5cc on Twitter. So, and also be sure to check back on the site for something on Mondays, probably. We have Zombies and Loathing After the Bomb usually on Tuesdays. We have a new comic in 9to5 Illustrated every Wednesday, a new podcast every week, usually on Thursday. It's either going to be a 90S or a Go Plug Yourselves. And on Fridays, we have Fine Arts with either Sophie and Scott. And, you know, maybe John will even contribute one of his mega articles at some point, too. You can only hope. All right, thanks.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.